This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Welcome back from Miami. Halftime, the Huskers game of the Hurricanes, and delighted to be joined as we are each and every week by Nebraska President Hank Bounds. And Hank, you've been on the job 5 months now. Again, that time has flown by. What are some observations you have with the university and how it can meet today's challenges in the world?
Sure. Thanks, Greg. Well, you know, I've had a great first 5 months. There is impressive talent, energy, expertise across the campuses. The university has great students and faculty who are passionate about their work. And as I said when I took this job, and I really believe that still today, that the University of Nebraska can be and must be a giant in higher ed. I'm passionate about that. We just need to pick a few areas where we decide we're going to be absolutely the best in the world and then deploy resources in a way that gets us there, wake up every morning thinking about how we get there. And as I would say back in Mississippi, a rising tide lifts all boats, and getting great, you know, moving to a place where we're great in two or three areas will make us better everywhere else.
Let's go there. Look, give us an example of an area that you're talking about.
Well, I think all Nebraskans know that we are blessed with an aquifer that's best in the world. So water is obviously one of the areas where the University of Nebraska needs to own the conversation. You won't find a more pressing, urgent global challenge. The world's population is set to grow from 7.2 billion today to 9.6 billion by 2050. The demand for food and water will double. So we have to feed all of those people with the same amount of land and really with less water. And so if you just look at today, there are almost a million people across the world who don't have enough food to eat. Nearly half the world's population, or 2.8 billion people, survive on less than $2 a day. A billion people don't have safe drinking water. And we know that hungry and thirsty people are dangerous people. And so the food and water crisis will really lead to widespread instability and conflict. This is a national security issue, one that will directly impact the world we leave to our children, our grandchildren. And so when I think about my own children, Will and Caroline, the issue becomes really personal for me. And so I'm excited about what the university is doing in this space, but we need to do more. We need more people to fully grasp the urgency of this issue. Water is key to food security. Crops and livestock need water to grow. Agriculture requires large quantities of water, obviously. And irrigation now claims close to 70% of all fresh water appropriated for human use. And so the University of Nebraska is in the perfect location, in the perfect space to lead that conversation. Our state is a laboratory, so to speak. We have lots of expertise in the water-related research areas. We have great partners in agriculture, including farmers and ranchers across the state. We established the Daugherty Water for Food Institute in 2010 for just this purpose, which is really research around feeding the world. And so it's exactly where the 21st century land-grant university should be, and we're really focused on leveraging our talents and resources in order to move us to be a giant in that space.
We're visiting with Nebraska President Hank Bounds here at halftime of the Husker game. All right, look, what is the university doing to solve the challenge of water and food scarcity?
So a lot is the short answer. There are lots of great things being done at the University of Nebraska to lead the way in meeting this water and food challenge. I guess a couple of examples would be where we have steady enrollment growth in the College of Ag and Natural Resources. We've made strategic investments in faculty talent in such areas as ag production and natural resources. Our campus, our research campus, the Nebraska Innovation Campus, is being populated and developed to leverage the university's expertise in agriculture through public-private partnerships. We are leading the development of the Global Yield Gap Atlas, which helps existing farmland to produce higher yields by closing the gap between the farmer's current yield and what the potential yield could be. And so the other thing that I'm really excited about is the fact that all four campuses are engaged in this process. Faculty are working on this challenge across a wide range of disciplines. So, you know, you think about agronomy, horticulture, public policy, law, public health, education, food science, biotechnology, climate, the list goes on and on. We're engaged in global partnerships that are putting the world's best minds to work on this problem, such as partnerships with organizations like USAID to expand research and development capacities in the Middle East. I'll be having conversations in the coming months with the commander of AFRICOM, and so we know this is an enormous issue on the continent of Africa. At the end of the day, we really are doing great work around the globe. And, you know, I know that many Nebraskans really understand the work that researchers and extension agents are doing here in the state of Nebraska. But what all Nebraskans should be proud of is that our faculty are making an enormous impact globally.
That's good to hear. All right. So what's next?
A bit more of everything. We need a larger faculty. We need more capacity. We need the ability to bring in more research dollars. If we are going to be a giant, we need to do more. We're doing good work, but the University of Nebraska is looking to grow our research partnership, expand our expertise, and build our scientific and research capabilities to meet the challenge ahead. So a lot of work has been done, but much work remains to be done, and the University of Nebraska is up to the challenge.
Sounds good. I know they are. There's opportunity ahead for the university. Great to see you. Looking forward to get back into Lincoln next week.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us, University President. We have more Halftime coming up from Miami next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.